Okay, so capping off the year, last conversation of the year. I don't know if I've done this every year or not, but I have a memory vaguely of trying to like kind of do a year-end wrap-up, talk about, am I still doing this vlog? Like, the end of the year is a really good time to reflect on, why do I do this? Should I continue doing it? What purpose and function does it serve? Is it worth my time, etc.? So I guess that's what this conversation is kind of about, is analyzing that. So I think to start off with, this season is the least mountain biking I've done, which also means the least amount of mountain biking footage that I've gotten. I know that I would like to continue that, assuming my knee can handle that. You know, I could have been, we're at the end of the year, we're at the end of December, and I still could be biking because the weather has been amazing, but I don't want to push it with my knee. So I need to wait till a semi-physio guy in a couple weeks, kind of see where we're at, see how much biking I could do. We'll see. So I know that I do want to do more of those videos. I know that the conversations are still something that I get out of. It's not every single time that I really have some revelations or feel like I learned something awesome, but I think they are still very productive for me. Reviews are fun. I learn more about the things I'm reviewing by doing the reviews. And when I have consistency, I learn how to do the reviews better. So I guess the main thing that has been suffering, if you want to call it that, has been the vlog itself. I think that it's weird to continue the other things with not having the vlog at all. And I think that I just have to get used to the fact that the vlog looks different now and that it is more talking head stuff. And part of that is because there's no like cycling highlights, right? Part of that is I just don't take it out as much. I'm more in the moment, which is a good thing. And I think at some point I'll have to revise everything as a whole and decide if I want to keep doing it at all. Because if I'm living more in the present, I'm less if I'm living more in the present, I'm less concerned about my legacy. I didn't really think about that until now. But I think that's the thing, is I think so much of this has been like a legacy project. Like having the vlog there, and some of it has been just like, I want to show like friends and family abroad and stuff, like things. And just talk about my life for me to reflect on and learn more about myself. But that's a thing I just learned now. I guess that's the thing, the more present I am, I guess that's a good thing. Like I think that I've done a lot of good work this year on myself, and I want to continue doing that. And reflecting about why I do this is a part of that, because I don't want to be annoyed with myself. I have to reset my expectations of like, hey, I'm just giving a 2-minute update this week. That's it. Well, it didn't used to be that way. 5 years ago, I was having like 20-minute vlogs and whatever else. And I guess it's a refocus too. I'm like, this, if this is for me, then I can just do what I want with it. I'll be like, yeah, this week, that's just what it was. Next week, it'll be different. Sometimes I forget the camera with me. Sometimes I don't do a lot of extra stuff that week. It's really, you know, whatever. Not a lot of extra time to do stuff or things that I feel worth talking about. But I think that also goes to not a lot of time given to that and to thinking about this, which is better for me in a way because I'm just doing the thing and just living. So I think that puts me in a place of like, yeah, I just want to reflect on why I'm doing this and how often I'm doing it, for what purpose, and if it's worth doing. And I think for now I've decided, just in this conversation, I will continue to do the vlog. I just need to reframe my expectations around it. And since I'm putting it out into the world, people take it or they don't. And I'm not catering to that necessarily, right? So anyway, as for things I want to focus on next year, I think it is trying to continue to evaluate this relationship and see if it's worth it, like with this, the camera. See how much I'm getting out of it. How do I change vlogging so that I feel better about it, or if it is just simple as readjusting my expectations. I don't really do like New Year's resolutions and stuff. The art goal thing, I definitely want to continue. My art goals for this year, I barely did any. I did less than the first time, but I still want to continue and put those forward because there's things I have been putting off doing for a while that I want to do. So yeah, I definitely want to get those things done. I definitely want to play with oils. I have more of like an understanding and stuff now, and I still just haven't committed to it. So I really want to do more of that. And I don't know, I'm trying to think of specific goals. And like, I do want to learn more about my editing software, Premiere Pro. I want to do more tutorials in Photoshop and stuff like that. I really am hoping that with this year I can really get back on my knees and get back on my feet so that my knees aren't affected as much. I want to like get back to a more regular exercise routine and really enjoy basketball and stuff again, and then do more riding. So I think that's pretty much it. For very specific goals, you know. I had some other ones and I can't remember what they were. No, I don't remember. I guess that's it.